Hi there, this is Nick Adamson, and I thought I would give you a quick demo of a game I'm working on. Now, I don't normally do these demos or sort of tell you what I'm working on before it's sort of ready for beta stage, but there was a question on an email list that I'm on, and the game is very similar to what they were asking for. So I thought, well, you know, the game is looking pretty good at the minute. I thought, why not do a quick demo? So, this is the game.
Loading. Please wait.
London, home of Big Ben, Buckingham Palace, Covent Garden, the Thames, and the oldest underground train system in the world. And you're going to drive it. The London Underground is iconic. Serving 1.34 billion passengers a year, this train system runs for 400 kilometres all round London. This game's pretty simple, really. All you've got to do is learn how to drive a train. Press any key to skip this introduction. Main menu. Missions. Yeah, so this is the new game that I've been working on for the last 4 months or so. This is quite an early stage. We're not even at beta testing yet, but initially called Tube Sim, as in London Tube Sim for Simulator. So the idea is, yeah, you're going to drive an underground train, and in a moment I'm going to show you what we do so far. But really what I'm after is ideas for functions or features that you'd like to see in a Tube Sim. So if I give you an idea of what's there now, there's missions, so sort of preset stuff, and the first one of those is going to be that sort of a driver training school. And then there'll be various things, you know, move around during rush hour, do, you know, the Northern Line or whatever at 3 p.m. or do certain stops. Then there's a sort of a scheduled run, which is more of a three-play thing. And I'll show you that in a minute, because that's the bit that I've been working on most. There's then an online scoreboard, so you'll be able to see, you know, how you stack up with other players of the game. And you're judged on your customer service scores, your safety scores, and, also how far you've driven in total. There's also badges, so, you know, things like... the central line badge, where if you've stopped at every line on the central line, or the airport badge if you stopped at all the tube stations that are near to an airport, so probably Heathrow terminals 1, 2, 3, 5, and probably with the London City, if I can work out what tube station that is. In terms of the data used for this, I've used a lot of information from Transport for London, so distances between stations, names of stations, order of stations should be pretty accurate. I would say about 95% accurate. Anyway, let's do this thing. So, let's go. Scheduled run. Select line.
Bakerloo line. Central line. Victoria line. Jubilee line. Northern line. Piccadilly line. Metropolitan line. Home Azimuth and Sid Circle line.
So we're going to go do a good bit of the circle line. Select start station.
Edgware Road. Baker Street. Great Portland Street.
Select end station.
Baker Great Euston King's Cross Farringdon.
Select start time. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. are considered rush hour, where distance between trains is much shorter. 12 a.m. 1 a.m. 2 a.m. So we'll go 2 a.m. in the morning. And let's go for it. Total distance is 8 kilometres. Estimated journey time is 0 hours, 7 minutes. Okay, so we're in the cab. So, if I push S, you'll hear the state of the vehicle. Status. Left-hand doors closed. Right-hand doors open. Rear lights off. Headlights off. Destination light off. Mode off. Ventilation off. Passenger lights off. Passenger heating off. Speed 0. Air pressure 0. Okay, so now I'm just going to turn a whole bunch of stuff on. Destination light on. Headlights on. Pass status. Left-hand doors closed. Right-hand doors open. Rear lights on. Ventilation on. Right, okay. I'm now going to turn on the air compressor. so, and you can also do public address announcements. I'll give you a few of these.
This is Great Portland Street. This is a Circle Line service to Farringdon. We apologize for the delay. We are waiting on a red signal. CCTV is in use on this train.
So obviously there's various announcements that you can do. So let's get moving, shall we? Right, so I'm going to announce that I'm closing the doors.
Please stand clear of the doors. This train is ready to depart.
Right, now to drive a train, you have a dead man switch. So I'm going to push the dead man switch, which turns on all the engines. Digging is to tell me I'm at the station. Zero. Do it. Next station at 249. 19. 20. 9. 30. 9. 40. 9. I was just about to speed up. Speed limit change to 50. 5 in 200 metres. Right. So that alarm you heard there was because I just 300. I just started speed right
40,
now.
49.
Coming up to a station.
Speed
here.
Limit change to 50. 5 in 200 to station. Speed limit is now 50. 30. 5. 30.
Right, that binging is because there's a stop signal coming up.
Clear signal. 100.
Approaching Euston Square.
70. 5 to station.
Right, and
20.
You've got to
station.
Stop within 10 metres of the station.
30. To station. 12. 15. To station.
5. There's the alarm. There's the brakes. There you go. Get
zero.
Switch off. Open the doors. Do the announcement.
This is Euston Square. This is a Circle Line service to Farringdon. Please stand clear of the doors.
Dead man switch.
Do it. Next station at 26.
And 50. Off we go again.
20. 5. 30. 5. 40. 4.
Shift complete. Driver report generated to clipboard. Main menu. Missions. So, that's only a demo of what I've got going on. What I didn't show you there are things like there's a certain timetable that you have to follow, and you get judged on how close to the timetable you get and how often you speed and if you go through red signals and if you're not doing enough announcements, if you're doing too many announcements, and so on and so forth. So, I'd love to hear from you, either on the audiogames.net forum, at Twitter, which is at AdamsonFamily, or at n_a_soft, or on the Odyssey email list. There's loads of ways of getting hold of me. Not guaranteeing to put every feature request I get in, and there may already be versions of it in there, but I just thought I'd introduce you to Sodmir, and in the next month or so, I will be looking for beta testers. So if you're interested in becoming a beta tester, jump over to ndadamson.com and do a contact request and tell me that you're interested in becoming a beta tester for TubeSim. Okay, thanks all. Take care. Bye.